This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hey, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so I get frustrated when I see us not solving things. Okay, for the year 2023, there are some things that we really should have down, and we should figure out. In modern medical science and advancements, we should be able to figure out if somebody's overweight or not. Unfortunately, we have been using a term or a metric that many doctors have not liked for decades. And the AMA have actually said it's racist. And so we're here we are in 2023. We need to figure out a new way to be able to show individuals that their weight may not be ideal for good health, their bones, cancer prevention, heart disease. So the BMI, the body mass index, takes your weight in kilograms, and then it divides it by the square of height in meters, or feet. So it can be pounds and feet. But it basically, your BMI is supposed to reflect your high body fat, or your body fat content. And so this BMI, they came up with this chart, and when they came up with this chart, I'm like, I don't know if I'm liking it, because my tall individuals would have issues. My shorter individuals would have issues. There was, and there, it wasn't ideal. And many of us doctors did not like BMI, so we would also use other metrics. Well, the AMA has spoken out, and the delegates are now wanting to clarify how body mass index can be used. They're still going to use it, but they outline the harms and the benefits of using BMI, and they find it an imperfect way to measure body fat in multiple groups because it doesn't account for differences across race, ethnicity, sexes, genders, age span. The AMA says under the newly adopted policy, the AMA recognizes issues with using BMI as a measurement due to its historical harm, its use for racist exclusion, and because BMI is based primarily on data collected from previous generations of non-Hispanic white populations. So they feel it's very, very limited. They suggest we still use it, but in conjunction with other valid measures, such as, but not limited to, measurements in visceral fat, body adiposity index, adiposity is fat, body composition, relative fat mass, weight circumference, and genetic metabolic factors. So here's the problem we have, okay? You would think that it would be pretty simple. You could put somebody on a scale. You could take some measurements. You could show where there might be extra layers. Right? Measure those. Tell the person, look, we got to lose some weight. And we can't do that because that could be considered fat shaming. If you tell a person that they need to lose weight, and you have any sort of subjectivity, even though it might be objectively obvious, you know, that somebody said, Dahlia, you got to lose weight. Somebody could say that's fat shaming. You're being harmful. And so we have to have an objective measure. The reason why BMI has lasted so long is because, well, this was standard of care. We have a chart. So you can't accuse me of being mean to you or discriminated against you or whatever, because here's the chart. I'm not lying. Here's the metrics. Here's the numbers. And in medicine, sadly, so people don't get sued, everything has to be reproducible. So if here are the numbers, here it is, your BMI was this, that's why. And also, insurance companies are asking for it. In order for an insurance company to help pay for weight loss therapies, to pay for surgeries, there has to be cutoffs of people's BMIs. And so we're trying to academicize trying to put numbers on things. And I have patients who tell me, oh, I'm still good because my BMI is only this. And you're looking at them and you're like, but I don't think you're healthy. We already have your lab showing you're pre-diabetic. Your cholesterol is rising. You know, you're getting frequent yeast infections. Maybe we need to do something about it. So I think we're getting ourselves kind of stuck because we're trying to come up with numbers. And if the numbers did not represent people of all races and ethnicities, it's going to be skewed. We also, on the flip side, don't want to hurt people's feelings when we try to say, look, this weight may not be ideal. Now, do we have studies that say, look, your heart works the best if your weight for your size is only this number? No, we don't. We have a bunch of evidence saying, well, those with obesity appear to be more at risk. But we don't have this magic number saying, Dahlia, if you weighed 125, we can, yes, I did. At one time, weighed 125. But if we get you at 125, you have the most ideal perfusion of your brain. We don't have that. We've been trying to use BMI for that, but BMI has been lacking. Every doctor I know says, I can't use this chart on all my patients. And so, but insurance companies are like, well, what's their BMI? What's their BMI? But on the flip side, if we can't tell a person they're too heavy, that they need to lose weight, they don't get told of that. As I told you, you know, how do doctors tell people that they're gaining weight without being accused of fat shaming? Well, we show them the numbers. But what I would do, it wasn't the BMI, is I would go, okay, so when you first came in, this is your weight. Now it looks like it went up a little bit. Went down in June. Looks like starting to go back up. What happened in June that's a little different now? Well, I was outside. I was swimming more. Okay, how can we replicate that in the winter months? You know, and I had to be very, very careful because I didn't want anybody to say I was. But if a doctor can't say, look, you're overweight and your weight is unhealthy, or the certain distribution of the weight, because that's the other thing, too, that the BMI doesn't recognize. Some of the weight could be distributed differently, or your muscle mass. That's got to be also taken into account. 1-877-DOLLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, non-high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Well, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. A lot of you guys ate a lot of meat this weekend, huh? Yeah, Father's Day, meat, barbecue, meat. Not a lot of salads. I mean, there might have been a potato salad, but I know a lot of you guys eat meat. I get it. Just get your cholesterol checked, please, for the love of God. Maybe eat a couple salads today or tomorrow. Eat some bran. Bran might also help. Drink a lot of fluids. Exercise. I get it. A lot of meat was eaten. I know. Family's going, oh, my God, I can't even look at meat anymore. We went to a Korean barbecue place. That was fascinating. You could put the food on and cook it yourself, and it was yummy. We used to have this place near us called Melting Pot. The Melting Pot is where they would bring you the raw food, and then you would cook it. And then they gave you a whole bunch of dipping sauces. It was my favorite restaurant, and then it closed. Not sure why. I think maybe it was before COVID closed, and it never reopened. And it was, I just love the idea of cooking your own food. But you do it at a restaurant, for some reason it tastes better than what you do at home. I don't know. But unfortunately, you eat too much meat. So I get it. A lot of you guys ate a lot of meat. Just maybe try to limit it this week. Catch up. We really need to limit the amount of meat we eat. We eat way too much. What blows my mind, though, is how all that meat exists. I mean, I'm looking. There were lines out the door for this restaurant. Just lines out the door. And there were, you know, hundreds of people. And this was just one restaurant. And think of the whole entire globe. How do they have enough meat for everyday consumption? I'm blown away. Anyway, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-GOCDALI. One of you asked if I knew this doctor that got fired or suspended because he spoke out about the COVID pandemic. I don't know this doctor personally, but interestingly, it kind of reminds us that there's really no freedom of speech. Professor Michael Joyner, a professor of anesthesiology and physician research and exercise, has been at the Mayo Clinic for nearly 63 years. And I believe he got suspended because when he was in an interview with CNN, criticized the National Institutes of Health. So now his colleagues from Harvard, Yale, Columbia, and other universities have written, placing academic freedom in jeopardy is certain to tarnish Mayo's reputation among the many who have always thought of Mayo as a beacon of scientific integrity. Now, Dr. Joyner is the lead investigator of a government-funded study on convalescent plasma treatments for COVID and sports performance. In January, he said in a CNN article that he was frustrated with the NIH's bureaucratic rope-a-dope, he called it, and labeled the agency's guidelines a wet blanket that put doctors off trying the treatment on people. 2 months later, he got suspended for a week without pay. Now, he's not officially fired, I don't think, but in a letter, they told him to discuss approved topics only with reporters and to stick to prescribed messaging. So stick to the script. He was warned that behavior changes must be immediate and sustained. If not, he'd be fired. So validated complaints from staff would also result in him losing a job. So this suspension means he's with warning and they're getting ready to fire him. This was a letter signed by Dr. Carlos Mantilla, Department Chair of Anesthesiology and Perioperative Medicine at Mayo. Said Dr. Joyner failed to communicate in accordance with prescribed messaging. This reflected poorly on Mayo's clinic brand and reputation and caused the institution to question whether he was able to appropriately represent Mayo Clinic in media interactions. Now, I see both sides of this. I get it. That, and because having worked for academia, boy, were they up your butt on what you say and how you say it. Because if you go there and you say, oh boy, you know, like for example, if I worked for a university and I had spoken out about universities just charge too much, it's a waste of money, these students aren't getting their value, you can't represent the company and then, let's say, badmouth the company. But this person didn't do that. This doctor echoed what many people in medicine feel. But if Mayo Clinic was trying to look like they were a part of the narrative and helping push what the Biden administration wanted, then it looked like a conflict of interest. So there's a protest letter now from these other physicians. And they say this protest letter said that in persecuting one of their most senior and valuable professors, Mayo is sending a terrible message not only to its other faculty, but also to other institutions in academic medicine. So this is a concern because, as I said early on, this whole misinformation BS, all of us who were accused of misinformation day one have actually been proven right, which means the misinformation culprits were the ones that didn't say what we said. But nobody's saying that. Nobody's apologizing. Nobody is giving us awards for speaking what was supposed to be spoken about. No. And so when somebody says, look, you know, what happened during the first part of COVID and the way the government handled it was poor, you get punished? Aren't we supposed to learn? I mean, you know, in medicine, we have something called morbidity and mortality reports. I don't know if they still call them that, but when I was in training, where we would have to on Mondays hear about how a doctor accidentally killed somebody and or how somebody got worse. And it would teach us So it looks like this medicine might not do that, or there might be a reaction, or there might, and so we would learn. You know, when Viagra first came out, people were dropping like flies. And the reason why they were dropping is because they didn't, we all didn't know that you couldn't mix it with nitrates. So those individuals who had heart disease that were taking nitroglycerin, they had a severe blood pressure drop that made them faint, bottomed them out. I'm not sure if there were any deaths, but there were, and I have to look back, but there was a lot of morbidity that happened. Then they went back saying, guys, if you take Viagra, you cannot take it if you're on any sort of nitroglycerin. Well, thank you for coming. That was great. Thank you. I'm glad we now learned something. And so science is supposed to be the epitome of trial and error and improving on your mistakes. And the way the vaccine, I mean, and you know, if people say, well, Dr. Dahlia, you just want to rip on the administration, you want to, you're anti-vaccine. I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm very pro-vaccine. My criticism of what happened with the vaccine rollout is because it's going to hurt our current vaccine regimen. I am so grateful we have a flu vaccine, and I really think the flu vaccine limits many flu-related deaths. But after the COVID vaccine debacle, many people did not get their flu vaccine this year, and they may not get it again. Same thing with pediatric vaccines. I am seeing more and more parents not vaccinate their kids. Why? Well, because of what happened with the COVID vaccine. Well, I get with COVID vaccine, there were a small percentage even though there were many, you know, casualties and side effects and all that, but our pediatric vaccine program has been tried and true. I get there can still be side effects, but I'm worried that your child could get polio or tetanus or hepatitis. And many parents are saying, to heck with that. And I said from day one, if they screw up this vaccine rollout, they're going to screw things up from a bunch of public health initiatives. Now, is that's being pro-public health. But if it's against, you know, an entity that needs to have everybody rallying around them, you get in trouble. And that's not the way it should be. We have a duty to make sure we give every patient the pros and the cons, give every patient a choice, not lie. And I get it. President Biden made a lot of gaffes, but him saying if you get the COVID vaccine, you won't get COVID. That was a lie. That was misinformation. Of course you could get COVID even if you're vaccinated. You could still get the flu if you're vaccinated. That's how, you know, some of these vaccines, that's how it works. And I'm just chalking it up to a gaffe, but that was misinformation from our president. Nobody censures him. Yet a doctor saying, look, some of these blanket statements, like with the masks, nobody talked about you need N95 respirators. You need them fitted. You need them clean. Nobody passed out N95 respirators. It was all about the surgical masks, which we know don't work that well on many infectious diseases. That's why the hazmat suits don't have them. But no, that was considered misinformation. By whom? We all went to medical school. So any of us that went to medical school, now it's all misinformation? So when a doctor gets censured for speaking out and speaking the truth, it's scary. 1-877 Dr. Lane.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
USA News Update. The company that runs submarine tours to the wreckage of the Titanic confirms that one of its small vessels has gone missing. In a tweet, OceanGate Expedition says, quote, "We're exploring all options to bring the crew back safely. The sub holds five, but we don't know exactly how many are on board." A reaffirmation from Secretary of State Anthony Blinken to China about Taiwan.
"We do not support Taiwan independence. We remain opposed to any unilateral changes to the status quo by either side."
Blinken speaking to reporters in Beijing today after his meeting with President Xi Jinping. President Biden's California bound for an event on fighting climate crisis and his first campaign event of his reelection bid. He has about 20 events scheduled for the rest of June. About 12 million of us around the USA are in the path of another huge storm bearing down on much of the South, and about 31 million are broiling under another day of intense heat. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All right, guys. Welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DR-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So in the last hour, we spoke about the establishment of Juneteenth, and we also spoke about World Sickle Cell Day and the efforts that the Red Cross is doing in terms of offering sickle cell screening and offering drives all across the U.S. in order to raise blood for one of the most common inheritable disorders we have. Well, this hour, we are very grateful to have two guests to talk to us about their fight, Tyranny Bell and Erica Hunter, and joining us next are them to talk to us about sickle cell and their efforts. Tyranny, Erica, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. This is Tyranny.
Well, hi, Tyranny. Hi, Erica.
Hi.
So great. Hi. So we're grateful to you guys. We're grateful to Red Cross. Talk to us about sickle cell disease.
Erica, would you like to go first?
Oh, either. That's fine. That's fine. Tyranny, you could go ahead.
I'll go if you can hear me clear. as Erica was saying, sickle cell is an inherited blood disorder. It mainly affects African Americans, but not only African Americans. Sickle cell is where our red blood cells are crescent moon shaped instead of a whole donut style shape. And with that crescent moon shape, it's low in oxygen. So as it passes along the bloodstream, it can become clogged in one place or another. And when it becomes clogged, those blood cells get clogged in either your joints or your major organs. That can cause severe pain at those points where they're getting clogged. So we experience a lot of pain. And the pain can go from feeling as mild as like a rubber band, and I say mild lightly, but rubber band that gets too tight, and then never let go to feeling like a tractor trailer is pressing down on you. So pain crises are very, very, very painful.
Absolutely. I took care of many, many kids in the hospital suffering from this. Can I ask, how old were you when you were diagnosed?
My parents told me at 6 months is when they found out I had sickle cell disease. I had a pain crisis, and that's how they found out. Yep.
Oh, wow. Wow. Erica, how about you? I think we're still having trouble hearing Erica. Okay. You know, Tyranny, how often do you notice you need blood transfusions?
Now I get blood transfusions every 4 weeks, and I've been doing that since the age of 18. I had a TIA, which is a transient ischemic attack, kind of a mild stroke, at the age of 18. And ever since 18, so throughout college, throughout grad school, and now as a working career adult, I'm still getting blood transfusions every 4 weeks to treat sickle cell disease.
Wow, wow. It's got to be difficult. And, you know, with blood, one thing we have worked with American Red Cross throughout the years is raising awareness for blood donation, but also those of African American descent, as the blood may have factors that might be accepted and rejected less. Are you noticing that there's ample supply of that, or we need to try to bring in more donors, correct?
Yeah, more donors are definitely needed. And I'm sure Erica has a personal story just like me, you know, where we've been to needing a transfusion and it was not available, mainly because it didn't match our blood type, or it wasn't a good match for us at the time. So definitely need African-American donors, definitely all blood donors, but definitely African-American donors so that it could be a match for those with sickle cell.
Yep. So true, so true. Erica, do we have your audio yet? Okay, sure. Sometimes the guests call on the same line, and sometimes they call from other parts of the country, so we really appreciate it. This Red Cross Sickle Cell Initiative, can you talk to us about that? Oh, no worries, no worries. Well, Tyranny, thank you again for covering. Looks like we're having trouble with Erica's audio. Oh, is that her?
I'm here. I'm still here.
Oh, that's Tyranny. Okay, wonderful. So is there anything else you'd like to share with us on what people could do to help those with sickle cell and help the Red Cross?
Something I found that people can definitely do, my family and all my friends ask, and I always tell them, not all heroes wear capes. Some donate blood. So if you could just donate blood,
so true.
And make it a routine, because, you know, it's very inconvenient to your daily life to donate blood, but sickle cell is extremely inconvenient for us. So
absolutely,
making it a point to donate blood as much as you can, or, you know, keeping a patient with sickle cell in mind when you donate blood.
Well, God bless you. We appreciate all you and Erica have gone through. Sorry about us not being able to get Erica on as well. We're huge supporters of the American Red Cross as we work together with National Blood Donation Week. And so, you know, as we honor, you know, those, you know, today on World Sickle Cell Disease, we appreciate you coming on.
No problem. Thank you, Dr. Dallas, for having us.
Anytime. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, it's what's fascinating about some of these illnesses is when I have a patient that ends up, let's say, having something that requires, as Tierney had said, every 4 weeks she needs a transfusion. Can you imagine just every month having to stop what you're doing to be able to get blood to live? Many of these patients go through, why me? Why me? Why is it happening to me? And what I'm always amazed about is how not only do they overcome, but they help others. And to see what they're doing, I think Erica might be back. Erica, is that you on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Wonderful. Talk to us about your story.
Okay, so I was actually diagnosed with sickle cell anemia genotype SS at the age of 2 years old.
Hmm.
And so by the time I was 6 years old, I started receiving my first blood transfusion. I did okay throughout high school, well, middle, elementary, and high school. Once I went off to college, I kind of started going downhill a little bit more. But as a child, like, I stayed in the hospital quite often to where a majority of my time I was homeschooled.
Wow.
Due to lack, you know, being in the hospital, due to being unable to attend school. So after I graduated from college, I actually had a stroke. And so
wow.
That actually triggered me to start having to have, like, monthly blood exchanges, also known as apheresis.
Mm-hmm.
And so I received blood every 4 weeks, and I received anywhere between 6 to 8 pints of blood every 4 weeks.
Wow.
Actually, a while back, there was a epidemic for a shortage of blood supply. And so around that time, my treatments were actually spaced out a little longer. I was spaced out from 6 to 8 weeks, which my body, you know, it was kind of like a drag-along type situation because my body actually needed the blood, but the blood supply, you know, there was a shortage. And so my initiative it's really just to kind of help raise awareness for sickle cell anemia and help people to understand the importance of the blood supply. You know, so, patients like myself and Tierney, you know, we're on chronic blood transfusion. And so there's a constant need for blood for us along with others just like us.
So true. Well, we appreciate you both coming on. Thank you again. And can you give us the website for Red Cross for those who want to help?
Yes, I can. It's www.redcrossblood.org.
Beautiful. And for those of you that can't donate blood, if you could host a drive, it's free. It's one of the most rewarding things you could do, and you're going to be saving lives. Tierney, Erica, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Take care. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, but as I've said before, you know, when we get afflicted with health issues, and I've been there, and and we're like, why me? You know, it's okay to feel bad. It's okay to be upset. You have every right to. But then being able to turn around and help others, like Tierney and Erica's doing, God bless. It's amazing. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So all eyes are on this Titanic tourist submarine. It's still missing from what we understand, but it only has about 72 hours of air left. So they need to move quickly. There is a frantic search right now underway for this missing tourist submersible, which has not been seen since it was launched, taking five people. We believe there's five people on board to the Titanic wreckage. They left yesterday morning. The Boston Coast Guard, as well as the Canadian Coast Guard, are now looking for the missing vessel. It is operated by Ocean Gate Expeditions. And the ship of the Titanic is about 2.5 miles underwater, about 370 miles from Newfoundland, Canada. And Ocean Gate Expeditions is, we think, the only company that offers the tours. As of 1 p.m. Monday, which is a little bit after where we are right now, there's about 70, so now we're about maybe 70, a little over 71 hours of oxygen left, according to the U.S. Coast Guard. Among those feared missing, we have British billionaire Harnish Harding. He had posted on Instagram that he was being able to commence the dive after a bout of bad weather. Don't you hate that? Every time something bad seems to happen with any of these, there's always like bad weather that precedes it. And then they're able to move forward going, hoo-hoo, hey guys, we have a window of opportunity, let's do it. And then you're like, gosh, maybe the weather was a sign. Hopefully they're found. God, hopefully they're found. Expedition ship Polar Prince is believed to have departed St. John's in Newfoundland on Saturday with a submersible launching at about 4 a.m. Sunday. OceanGate has not confirmed how long the sub has been missing, but Rear Admiral John W. Mauger told Fox News that it had 72 hours of oxygen left based on OceanGate's ads that the sub has a life support for 96 hours. And I'm telling you right now, with people panicking, with, you know, on board, with there being possibly something going wrong, I wouldn't count on them having that full storage of oxygen. He added that the Coast Guard does not have any ships or subs available to rescue them from the ocean bed. Now, it's interesting. They call it the Polar Prince, but they're also calling the ship the Titan. So I'm not exactly sure what the name of it is, of the submarine. They say more help is underway. We don't have equipment on site that could do a survey of the bottom. There's a lot of debris with the wreckage, so locating will be difficult. I know some of us were going, well, just bring radar out. Why can't they pick it up by radar? They know where the site is. The problem is there's other wreckage. And they don't have the capabilities. Ocean Gates and several government agencies were involved in addition to the Coast Guard. Though, oh, I guess the subs are called the Titan subs. Titan subs have no way of directing themselves underwater. Instead, they rely on text messages from the mothership instructing them where to go. They say last year a CBS journalist was on the mothership when the sub went off course. It was missing for 2.5 hours before it returned. Fortunately, none of those on board were harmed. So this is all electric. I mean, if I would, I would be like, okay, where's the steering? Where's the? I don't know much about submarines, but the more tech you get in miles deep of water, I just don't know how much you could trust the tech. How much does it cost? Cost $250,000 to take a trip like this. They say it's $250,000 for an 8-day excursion, during which groups pair off into smaller pods to dive in the submersibles for up to 10 hours. Today is when we were told the sub was missing. So they say they're exploring and mobilizing all options. Our entire focus is on the crew members. We are working hard to return them. So I think these subs, these mini subs carry 5 people, the pilot, 3 guests, and then a crew attendant or somebody who I believe is the one that maybe serves drinks if they serve drinks and tells everybody and does the whole, not the spokesperson, but the tour guide. So according to OceanGate's online materials, it's supposed to be able to operate for 96 hours with a crew of 5 on board. The sub uses Elon Musk's Starlink to communicate with the mothership because it's so far out to sea. So among those taking part in the expedition is billionaire Harnish Harding, CEO of Action Aviation in Dubai. Apparently he posted how excited he was because there was a window that opened up allowing the dive to happen. He said a weather window has just opened up and we are going to attempt the dive tomorrow. We started steaming from St. John's, Newfoundland, Canada yesterday and are planning to start dive operations around 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. His company, Action Aviation, posted yesterday that he was quote-unquote diving. Until then, we have a lot of preparations and briefings to do. So this, it's a small interior, small space. Not exactly sure where the bathroom is. I got to look at that. That would be my thing. I would definitely have to go to the bathroom. But naval experts say that the wreckage is in such a position that it could be difficult to recover them. They say it's very worrying. It could have become entangled in the wreckage of the Titanic. We don't know yet. The wreck site is a long way from anywhere. They said the only hope one has is that the mothership will have a standby craft that can investigate immediately what is going on. That's according to former Rear Admiral Chris Perry while he was on Sky News. So marine traffic shows the Canadian Coast Guard's Horizon Arctic and Copit Hobson 1752 are on their way to the wreckage. The dives can last up to 10 hours. Participants spend a total of 8 days at sea aboard a larger ship. We spoke about this. You know, the Titanic has a fascinating history. I have one of the first books that was written after the Titanic sank, giving, you know, a 1912 sort of point of view, you know, where there was such chaos that some women didn't have hats on, that a man that had dressed up as a woman is still at large. They're still trying to find him. This is as the book was written. And it, you know, to see how something like this could have happened, how humans reacted, how, you know, people were fighting for their lives, and how there were missed opportunities, just the nearby ships thought they were lighting fireworks and it wasn't a distress signal. And so the Titanic movies have been about it. It has been so sensationalized that there's this hype about it. And mind you, it's a fascinating story. It's just, I don't know if I would go to this length to do $250,000 a ticket to go and see it. I could see how that could be, you know, just a once in a lifetime, but the ship is down there by accident. To go down there on purpose. And in fact, most of the data we have is from cameras, not necessarily humans that went down there. So we'll keep you guys posted, but it looks like we already know of one person who's on there. Hopefully they could find, I mean, again, there are possibilities. If there are other, you know, if this wasn't the only sub and there are other subs, then maybe they could go down and see what's going on. But how do they get in there? How do they tow them? I don't know what the rescue plan is. And I'm hoping the company has a rescue plan. I hope if something does happen, what's the plan? Expecting naval submarines to be able to help? Not sure. Because remember, they can't dive. You can't leave your sub and dive to go and help these people. You can't. It's too deep. And so we're praying for them. Wow. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. There might also be another name, possibly a French Navy veteran, P.H. Nargolet. He might also be taken apart in the expedition. Unsure if he's currently on the sub. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.